USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump traveling today, heading north of the border to Canada for the G7 Economic Summit. He's not expected to get a very warm welcome, though, at that two-day gathering, as U.S. allies are angry over his imposition of tariffs on steel and aluminum and some other recent trade announcements. Word is he may be leaving that summit early. If he does so, he's expected to cite the fact he's heading to Singapore next for his big summit with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Yesterday, during a news conference, he confronted questions about that letter Kim sent him last week.
The letter was just a greeting. It was really very nice. Perhaps I can get approval to put it out. It was really a very warm letter, a very nice letter. I appreciated it very much. Nothing other than we look forward to seeing you, and we look forward to the summit.
The summit set for Tuesday, and this is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Applebee's. Applebee's expands its signature 2-for-20 menu, two full-size entrees and a full-size appetizer to share for $20, by adding flame-grilled steak as an extra option to tempt everyone's taste buds. Starting on May 28th and for a limited time only, guests can enjoy a 6-ounce USDA Select Top Sirloin Steak as an entree option. By itself, or in a delicious combo like the shrimp and parmesan sirloin, it will satisfy the biggest of appetites. And the best part is that you can share this with a special someone. Submit an image or video of your epic 2-for-20 proposal on Twitter from June 4th to June 10th using hashtag 2-for-20 contest for a chance to win a date night at Applebee's. And if you don't feel like dining in, also for a limited time, enjoy 20% off $20 or more on your next Applebee's Carside To-Go order. For more, visit Applebee's.com. Price and participation may vary by location.
The Trump administration will not be defending Obamacare from the latest legal challenge over its constitutionality. The Justice Department announcing yesterday that since President Trump signed a tax law that eliminated penalties for not having health insurance, that part of the Affordable Care Act is unconstitutional. The DOJ said it also voids two other parts of Obamacare, including one barring insurance companies from denying coverage to people with pre-existing conditions. Officials on Hawaii's Big Island say 600 homes have now been destroyed by lava from the Kilauea volcano. A long dry spell is over in the nation's capital.
It has finally happened. In their 44th year of existence, the Washington Capitals have finally won the Stanley Cup. The Caps beat the Golden Knights 4-3 in Game 5 of the final last night in Vegas, winning the series 4-1. It marks the first major pro sports championship for D.C. since 1992. I'm Glenn Clark.
And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Another glitch for Facebook that makes millions of users' posts go public. The social network now apologizing for the bug that resulted in 14 million people having their default settings for new posts set to public without their knowledge. The error happening during 4 days between May 18th and the 22nd. That was when Facebook was at the same time testing a new feature. There's a new warning out from the feds about one of the latest phone scams involving imposters claiming to be U.S. Marshals or court officers or other law enforcement officials. USA Radio's John Clemens explains.
Michelle Coghill of the U.S. Marshals Service tells us the scammers use tactics to make them sound credible, claiming you owe a fine for failing to report for jury duty or some other offense.
They tell the victims that they can avoid being arrested by purchasing a prepaid debit card, and then they'll say, hey, once you do that, if you read the card over the phone, it'll satisfy the fine.
Could this ever happen?
U.S. Marshals will never ask for credit, debit card, gift card numbers, wire transfers, or bank routing numbers for any purpose.
I'm John Clemens.
And Cheech Marin of Cheech and Chong fame paid a visit to Riverside, California yesterday, thanking everyone who's been donating to his efforts to build a namesake art museum, which is known as the Cheech Marin Center for Chicano Art, Culture, and Industry. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.